The Roman Empire was built up from one city, the city of Rome, which is found in the middle of Italy. This was a city that to begin with was controlled by other countries. They revolted against the other countries that controlled it, and they decided that they're going to set up a democracy. The democracy that they set up was based on the fact that the people in the country would vote for those people that were in the Senate. And the Senate basically had the say of what would be done in the country. The Senate, in order to qualify as a senator, so you had to be from the original Romans, the original Roman citizens. They were the ones who governed over the country. Little by little, the city of Rome spread outwardly, conquering one city after another, ultimately one country after another, until they created this tremendous Roman Empire. The countries that they conquered were given the right to govern themselves, but between one city and another city, the Romans were the ones who made the decisions of exactly what should go on between the cities. When the Romans came into a city, and took over the city, besides the fact that they conquered the city and took many of the different people that were found in the city and sent them back to Rome to serve as slaves, but they also taxed the city, so that the people that were living in the city from that point on always had to pay taxes to the Romans. So we can well imagine the nightmare that it was when the Romans arrived. The Romans had a very, very disciplined army that fought for the glory of Rome, and they were known as people that never surrendered. The slaves that they sent back to Rome, so they were the ones that had to work on the farms, and often they were the ones that were involved in the competition in the Colosseum, where they were forced to do battle with each other and to do battle with the wild beasts that they brought from different countries. However, in the countries that they conquered, all in all, they brought in prosperity. And one of the ways that they did this was because they instituted the fact that there should be one currency within their empire. Which meant that if, in order to generate international trade between different cities of different countries, so the currency that was used was the Roman currency. To be part of the Roman Empire meant that now you had the benefit that you had the Roman currency, and it was now much easier for you to be able to trade between the different countries. So for many years, they brought peace on the empire through cruelty and through appeasement, trying to keep the people happy. But all along, hatred and decadence was festered under this umbrella of peace. Now, ultimately, as we mentioned to begin with, the country was ruled by the senators, who were the original citizens or the children of the original citizens of Rome. But we're soon going to see that ultimately the ones who became the most powerful people in Rome, or the ones who controlled the Roman government, were actually the generals. They built colosseums in the different countries that they conquered in order to entertain the people. So they had a huge Colosseum in Rome itself, but they built Colosseums in the countries that they went to. The Colosseums and the entertainment, as we mentioned before, was built on cruelty, with beasts and prisoners or slaves battling each other. Bloodshed, blood brought pleasure to these people. This was the sport that they did. They built aqueducts to bring water to the cities in order that they should not ever have to worry about the lack of water. They understood very well that for the survival of the cities, it was necessary to have water, and they were very industrious in building these aqueducts and bringing water into the cities. Roads were built to travel from place to place, and this was done in order to bring the wealth into Rome. It was done in order to generate trade between the different cities, but also as a result of the roads that were built, they brought many different types of people together. Besides the fact that it encouraged trade between the different cities, it also brought together the so-called gods and cults from the different countries and the different cities. They were also brought together. Many Eastern cults and religions were introduced because of the fact that the people mingled so much. The practice, the immoral lifestyles, and the different forms of entertainment that were found in all of the different countries were now introduced to the other countries, that they all were able to share in the decadence that was found in each one of the cities. To accept, when the Romans came into and conquered a city, so they accepted the so-called gods of the cities that they went into. Because as we explained, accepting the god was sort of like accepting the culture. But once a year, all of those who were under the Roman rule had to accept or had to show allegiance or had to do something to the Roman gods. And the people that they conquered, so basically they all did this out of a show of respect to the Romans. And of course the only ones that didn't do this were the Eden. And to the Romans, this was really something that was more or less accepted by them. They understood that this is something that the Jews couldn't do. And therefore, as we go on, we will see that the Romans accepted this from the Eden. Just to give a little bit of an understanding of what was going on in Rome, 5% of the people lived in wealth with a lavish lifestyle and tremendous immorality. Fathers and husbands had full control over their wives and their daughters. The other 95% of the people in the Roman Empire were poor. 1 in 3 people living in Rome itself were slaves. And these slaves worked in the fields. That made it so that the people that had the farms, originally they started off as farmers, but now that so many slaves were brought into Rome, they could not compete with slave labor. And ultimately, they were driven out of their professions. And they came into the Roman cities, wandering through the Roman cities, looking for the citizens of Rome, for the wealthy people in Rome, to keep them happy. They wanted food, and they wanted entertainment, which we'll soon discuss more about. Many Roman citizens died in far-off lands fighting for Rome. Because basically, the culture of Rome was built around warfare. And if we talk about the biggest, every country is famous for what it exported. Different countries, one country lives off of oil, one country lives off of metals, or lives off of farming, or whatever, exports something, and that brings wealth into the country. Well, the main thing that the Romans exported over to the different country was their army. And that's how they brought wealth into the country. But these soldiers who went to fight for these different, all of these wars, so many were gone for many years. And after they returned, they often found their farms were taken over by others. A lot of the children, 50% of the children died at childbirth. Amongst the poor, disease spread. At one time, in order to keep the people, especially those people that were unemployed, in order to keep them happy, so as we mentioned, they were put on welfare. and the government had to give them what to eat. But they also wanted entertainment, so they were allowed to come into the Colosseum and to enjoy themselves. At one time, 170 days of the year were spent at the Colosseum. Their entertainment was supplied by prisoners and slaves fighting each other to the death or doing battle with all kinds of wild animals brought there from all parts of the world. Ultimately, in fact, there was a shortage of animals. They had difficulty bringing enough animals into Rome. The smell of death was at times so strong that they would spray perfume on the crowd to cover the smell in order to be able to sit through the day's event. Death was all over. Well, as you mentioned, the slaves basically took over many of the jobs that the citizens had. Ultimately, what happened was, when these soldiers came back, and they came back into Rome, and they found that their farms were taken away from them, because at times they were away for years and years, 5 to 10 years. They would come back. A lot of them were not from the aristocrats of Rome, yet they went to fight in the army. So when they came back and they found that their farms were taken away from them, they were very unhappy with the situation. Here we go and we fight for Rome, and we spend years putting our lives on the line, and we come back and our possessions are taken away from us. And so the generals that led these people into war, they became, in order for them to be able to gather some power within themselves, so they became the heroes of their soldiers. They came back and they promised the soldiers that they would do all that they could possibly do in order to see to it that they should have many different rights and many different privileges, until ultimately the power was landed up in the hands of the generals. Later on we have situations where generals came back with their armies after successful campaigns in far off lands, and actually came back to do battle in Rome with the Roman government, because they came back with their demands. They were successful, they were powerful. The army that they brought back was powerful, led by this powerful general, this successful general, who also very often was a hero even amongst the Romans because of the fact that he was a successful general. And he challenged the Roman Senate. Now, when we talk about one of the most successful Roman generals was Pompey, the one who we mentioned ultimately came in and took over in Yerushalayim. He knew how to use his position as a general to gain power in Rome. He also lived in the time where there were many different revolutions and tsarists that were going out throughout the Roman Empire. There were different tribes of people in central and southern Italy who became restless. They revolted against the Romans. There were slaves that were creating revolutions, pirates who were roaming the Mediterranean Sea and endangering Roman shipping, and they even attacked some of the coasts of Italy. And there were different generals who tried to squash these revolutions. Pompey was one who was more successful than most. It was this Pompey, returning from one of these successful trips, who was invited into Eretz Yisrael. Conquering Eretz Yisrael, to him, was another feather in his cap. And so, when he was asked by these Aristobulus to come into Eretz Yisrael and to take over the Malchus in Eretz Yisrael, or he saw this as an opportunity to take control in Eretz Yisrael, he knew that this would be another feather in his cap. He understood that there was much wealth that was found in Eretz Yisrael, wealth that he would be able to bring back into Rome, And so he eagerly went in to Eretz Yisrael, following the lead, and this helped in order to make him into a very popular and a very successful Roman general. And ultimately, one of the people who was tried to take over power within Rome itself. And the next time in Mirza Hashem we'll discuss the government that the Romans set up in Rome and how this ultimately was a terrible disaster for Klal Yisrael.